Sports Ethos Clipper Nation, how the heck are you? It's me, Matt Matawarran. That's at MattMattaWarran on Twitter, which I know is sort of a weird place right now, but that's where I'm at. I am a portable, smokeless, stainless steel oven for making pizzas. That's right, I'm solo. Unfortunately, Brandon couldn't be with us tonight. I'm sure he's going to be back shortly and steer this ship in the direction that it's supposed to go, much like our Clippers seem to be righting the ship from earlier in this season. We're going to talk tonight about the Clippers versus the Lakers game that happened on Wednesday night. We're going to talk a little bit about the Clips versus the Nets, preview that just slightly. Then we're going to go into the new 2022-23 City Edition jerseys that were just released. My thoughts on those for the Clippers and maybe just a few other teams. And we're going to finally round things out with a few more additions into the Weird Al Index. And the Weird Al Index, in case you guys don't know or didn't hear last time, is just sort of my silly version of Weird Al parodies of popular songs from throughout the years with players' names inserted into it. So let's dive right into Wednesday's game, and I'm just going to give you my Clips notes here. Not the full story, not everything, just enough so that you can pass the test tomorrow. So it was a great game. Obviously, the Clippers ended up winning 114-101. It got a little dicey there for a moment, but this brings the Clippers to 7-5, and the Lakers fall to 2-9, which I know is a little disappointing for their fans, but hey. We're fans of the Clippers, so it's time to celebrate good times. Come on. I'll tell you guys sort of my interaction with this game. I was driving home for pretty much the first quarter into the second quarter and checking my phone constantly. I was going to stream. I had a low battery situation. Anyway, I was loving what I was seeing. I got home and I said, you know what? I am going to put on my shower speaker, jump in a hot shower, and just listen to this glorious second quarter that I'm sure is going to rival the first quarter, in which the Clippers outscored the Lakers 38-21. Clips are on fire, couldn't miss anything, fantastic defense. I'm sitting there shampooing my hair, getting the condish going, my coconut and coffee flavored body wash. I was having a good time. But the moment I hopped in the shower, the shower speaker turned on. Boo-doo-doo-doo-doo. The Clippers haven't scored yet in the second quarter. And did I hear Mark Jackson right that we're 4 to 5 minutes in to the second quarter and the Clippers haven't scored yet? Well, folks, as I'm sure you know, the second quarter was not our friend. The Lakers actually outscored the Clips 31-16. I'll be honest with you, I almost just stayed in the shower and cried. But I didn't. I got out, put on my brand new bathrobe that my fiance got me, and it is plush and warm. And so I was back to kind of loving life, but I was a little worried. I was a little worried, folks, because what in the heck was going on with that second quarter? But as we know, the Clips ended up righting the ship in that third quarter, a great third quarter, outscoring the Lakers 33-23. So I calmed down a little bit and was able to watch the rest of the game and actually watch the game instead of listen to it or check scores, the box scores. Of course, I went back and watched the first half later. But at this time, Paul George was looking great throughout the game, but especially in that second half. And I mean on both ends of the floor. Offensively, awesome, of course, hitting clutch shots, playing defense two blocks. He had that one great play as LeBron is driving in, and he blocks him. Only four turnovers, so I'm okay with that. 29 points, 6 boards, 4 assists, a steal to boot. 10 of 17 from the field, 7 of 9 from the line. Good to see him getting to the line almost double-digit times. That's what we want to see. Our guy from Cheers, Norm, starting to turn it on. He played really well, especially in that second quarter. Zoo, What? You know, Zoo didn't have like the greatest statistical game that we've ever seen. 10-8, 2-5 from the line, perfect from the field, 4-4. But when he was in the paint, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but man, he was doing it. He was putting Anthony Davis in the blender a little bit, as my friend Marshall would say. The fancy footwork, just, you know, bodying him up. He was really doing some great work down there, Zoo was. So I enjoyed seeing that. Marcus Morris stayed relatively hot. He didn't really take that many shots, but he had 8 boards, 4 of 9 from the field for 11 points. He hit some clutch threes, and especially in that second half, which is what I'm a little more familiar with, folks, because that's the one I actually zoomed in on. Not zoomed in on, but zoomed in on. John Wall looked great. You got to love his swagger. A little rusty here as far as the shot is concerned. 3 of 10, 1 of 5 from downtown, perfect from the line, so that's great. 6 dimes, 2 steals, and just 23 minutes of action. And interestingly enough, 23 minutes for John Wall and 24 minutes for Reggie Jackson, who started this one. 14 points, 3 dimes, 7 of 14 from the field. Didn't get to the line, but... But I did enjoy what Reggie and John Wall were able to do, sort of switching. As I take a sip of water here. And Terrence Mann, 21 minutes. He was looking really good out there, very active. Nick Batum didn't really play all that much. Amir Coffey got 1 minute. Bob Cobb wasn't. And I wonder when... So actually, Covington could have played, I believe, but he was a DNP coach's decision. I wonder if that's any lingering effects of his illness or him being in the health and safety protocols, or if that's just because Terrence Mann was playing so well, Norman Powell as well, and it's just, you know, Kennard, who I didn't even mention, who started, who was 3 of 6 from downtown, 13 points, some boards, a couple of dimes here, a steal. So I wonder if that has anything to do with it, how well all those guys were playing, why Covington didn't get in. It'll be interesting to see how that progresses. But all in all, a pretty solid game from the Clips. A few ups and downs, some ebbs and flows, a little bit of a roller coaster ride from the second quarter into the third quarter. But we pulled it out. We did it. We were able to get that victory, the 9th straight. Pause for effect. The 9th straight win over the Los Angeles Lakers, which is, it brings a lot of joy to my heart. And it brings a big, big smile to my face. It makes me feel, quite honestly, like I'm in a warm, plush bathrobe. I'm just all warm and fuzzy inside. I was really, really pleased with it. One note, so they cut to Kawhi plenty of times, you know, obviously, he's a superstar, so they're going to do that. And they did make a point of saying that his knee, this wasn't just typical load management for Kawhi, like we've been hearing for a long time, or like he usually gets. It was because his knee is stiffened up, they're working him back, still no timetable for a return, but gosh, once he slides into the mix, and I know there'll be a learning curve again, but it does seem like our guys are picking it up. So those are my Clips notes for the game against the Lakers. LeBron did get hurt at the end on their side. It's a adductor issue, I think. So he may be out for a game or two. Doesn't seem too serious. And then our look ahead, real quick, to the next game on Saturday. Where the Clippers are going to be playing the Brooklyn Nets, who, quite honestly, have been surging is probably too strong of a word, but they also, much like our Clippers, seem to have at least peaked their eyes around the corner. I don't know if they've turned it, but they've definitely peaked their eyes around the corner. KD is playing out of his mind. They did hire Jock Vaughn. Oh, speaking of which, remind me, folks, when the Weird Al Index comes up later in the show, I've got a little something about these Brooklyn Nets that we are hopefully going to beat. on Saturday. It'll be interesting to see defensive rotations. If let's say Nick Claxton, who knows how many minutes he's going to play, but the Nets aren't necessarily that big. So will Zoo be in there to dominate? Will Ty Lue match a small ball lineup and Zoo doesn't get so many minutes? Defensive rotations, basically on Kevin Durant, is what we're going to be watching. And I think it should be a good game, very spirited. Both teams are trying to turn things around after what was a questionable, to say the least, start to the season. Mostly on the court, if not a little bit off the court with Kawhi for the Clippers. Big time on the court and big time off the court, as we all know, with the Nets. But it'll be a great game, and I hope we get to cover it for you folks, and I hope it'd be great. Hopefully we get Brandon back for that one, but if not, we'll get you guys some good information. So now that we've got those two, the game from the past, the game from the future, sort of in the books, you have your Clips notes, you can pass the test. You have a little study guide, a syllabus for what's coming up on Saturday. Let's move into these 2022-2023 City Edition jerseys that were just released. Now, for the Clippers and for all the other teams in the league as well, we'll start with the Clips jerseys. And I got to tell you, folks, I'm not always the biggest fan of the Clippers jerseys. In fact, sometimes I, quite frankly, dislike them quite a bit. These, however, these new City jerseys, these are awesome. I'm really digging these. They may be some of my favorite jerseys that we've ever had. Like, I've always liked the baby blues, the Buffalo Brave orange throwbacks. Like, those are pretty cool. But our Los Angeles Clippers jerseys have been pretty lacking for a few years. But these are awesome. It's got the cursive Los Angeles writing with the mosaic color in the background, the mosaic design that's inspired by Watts Towers here in Los Angeles, which is really cool. It's got a little bit of a Drew League shout out, a little green on the bottom of the jersey. So that's cool. And I'll be honest with you guys. It's nice to see a sort of a colorful, playful, and it seems to be more of a meaningful design than a lot of the past jerseys. Maybe not the City Editions. They usually do a good job with those, but I think these are particularly good. A couple of other shout-outs. Let's see. Who else? I do sort of like Detroit's. New Orleans. It's good. It could be mistaken for a Utah Jazz jersey, I think, but that's fine. Minnesota has a pretty cool one. Spurs did a good job. And I would say I like Phoenix's, but I can't bring myself to say I like much about Phoenix. Looks like on the LA Times, the LA Times actually did their rankings of the new jerseys, and they have the Warriors. They have the Clippers at the second spot with their jersey, which is justified. It's really cool. And then the Warriors won, and I have to semi-disagree with the Golden Rose, the Goldfinger. I don't know what's going on here on this Warriors jersey, but it's not my personal favorite. But who am I? I'm sure somebody worked really hard to design that, and all of these jerseys, they worked really hard as well. But I gotta say, definite shout out to whoever designed these Clippers City Edition jerseys, because they're kind of fantastic, and I can't wait to see the guys playing them. I might have to go and get one of my own if I'm honest with you. And if I did get one, now this is an interesting question, because at the beginning of the season I would have said, oh, you know, probably maybe I'll get a Kawhi, maybe I'll get a PG-13. But now that we're a few games in here, you know, we're 12 games into this season. And we've gotten a little more familiar with our team. Now, I think you know which one I would probably get. And it's my guy, Moses Brown, who I forgot to mention. Oh, man. This 50 lashings with a wet noodle. I can't believe I forgot to mention my guy, Moses Brown. We had a Moses Brown sighting, ladies and gentlemen. 1 minute, one rebound. Now that's some per minute production right there. If he gets a rebound per minute, which I do think he's capable of, oh, Moses Brown will be leading the league in rebounds in no time. So I would get a Moses Brown City Edition jersey. But if they were sold out, which they might be, because if this show and the feedback that I've been getting from all you guys and all my friends and all the great listeners and all the Sports Ethos people, if the feedback I've been getting is any indication, they might be sold out of Moses Brown jerseys. Let's be perfectly honest. They might be sold out. They better have a warehouse full of backup Moses Brown jerseys, because I'm telling you this, I'm buying at least three for myself. And maybe one for my fiance. You know, I'm sure that she would love that just as much as the wonderful bathrobe that she bought me and that I put on right before the Clippers righted the ship last night against those Lakers after the terrible second quarter. She would love a Moses Brown jersey. But if, like we're all predicting, and which I think is blowing up on Twitter and TikTok and everything, everybody's saying it, Moses Brown jerseys will be sold out. Okay, I get it. It's going to be hard to get your hands on one. You're going to have to be waiting in line like you're getting something, you know, from Supreme if you want to get a Moses Brown jersey. Let's just be honest about it. So, Moses Brown jerseys are sold out, like we all know. Which one would I get? Now, Zubac is an interesting one, and it's definitely a top tier candidate. I think it really would break down to, yeah, I would go either Zu. In a dead heat is Terrence Mann. I might have to get a Terrence Mann one, and just below that would be Amir Coffey, because I love him. I love Coffey. So that's the order. I think I would get a Moses Brown, if I could get my hands on one. Zu or Mann, that one's a little difficult for me to really pick. And then I'd get an Amir Coffey. Then, of course, like a Paul George or a Kawhi would be really nice. I'm trying to go for the non-obvious ones here. Like a Paul George one would be great. I wouldn't deny any jersey for anybody on the team. I love them all. Reggie Jackson. Darn. Now I have to rethink the whole darn thing. All right, Reggie Jackson's in the mix. So I guess you do need a top five. That's usually how they do lists. Brown. Zuman. Tied. Coffee Jackson. Tied. Okay, that's my five. That's my list. But guys, do yourself a favor. Go check out the City Edition jerseys. Tell me at Matt Matawarn, at MattMattawaran, what you guys think about the City jerseys, whose jersey you would want from the Clippers, which other teams you think might be up to the standard of what the Clippers have set here with their 2022-2023 jerseys. If you know where to get your hands on an underground Moses Brown jersey, we've talked about that ad nauseum. And if it sounds like I'm making fun, I'm not. I love Moses Brown. I mean, of course, I'm exaggerating about the sales numbers of his jerseys. But, dude, I love Moses Brown. And I have ever since his OKC days. Even back to UCLA. But when he became a pro, that's when I really started paying attention. So, at me, at Ethos Clippers, at Brandon Marcus, at BD Marcus, if you have anything to say about the Clips notes, about the City jerseys, especially about what's coming up next, which is, yes, of course, the Weird Al Index. Now, I'm going to go ahead and get my notes here. I've got four new ones. I've got four new ones for you. I've been throwing a few of them out there on Twitter. Dan Bespris did a live fantasy show. I believe it was on Monday. I gave a few out on there. Let me just take a sip of warm tea here to get these vocal cords ready to go. So I'm gonna sing one first, the first one that I'm gonna do, and I have four new ones here for you, and then I'm gonna let everybody go and enjoy their evening, and I'm gonna go enjoy some dinner. I'm a little hungry. Especially after all this singing, I'm sure I'll be starving. So the first one is actually, I didn't really notice this until I'm looking at it now. I have back-to-back songs about coaches, which is fine. I love coaches. Coaches coach the team, in case you didn't know that. So this one at first is, I did submit this one during that live fantasy show, the Sports Ethos fantasy show with Dan on Monday, I think it was. And believe it or not, I was at the DMV at the time. So you know I had some time on my hands. Okay, so Utah Jazz coach Will Hardy. And I'm just going to tell you what it is, actually, because I didn't do that last time. But it's to the tune of an Andrew W.K. song. So here we go. When it's Will Hardy, we will Hardy hard. So there you go. So that's that one. I'm sorry if that banging was a little loud. It's supposed to go da-na-na, the intro to the song. When it's Will Hardy, we will Hardy hard. So that's the first new addition to the Weird Al Index. The second is actually another coaching situation, which I just mentioned. And it refers to the Nets almost making sort of a strange hire in, at least the timing of it is strange for Ime Udoka, but they decided to go with Jacque Vaughn instead, which I think cooler heads or, and who knows the real reason behind the scenes why they changed their mind like that, but I'm happy that they did just because I'm just happy that they did. Okay, so this is referring to the Nets. It's a little Haim action for you. They almost fumbled it when it came down to the hire. They got it right. Hey, they might still sign Dwight. Oh, but they almost fumbled it when it came down to the hire. But they didn't fumble it when it came down to the hire because I think the Jacque Vaughn one was the right move. All right, the third out of the four that we're going to be doing tonight is actually submitted by my friend Adam Whitman, who I'd love to have on the pod sometime, actually. Huge Clippers fan, big hoops head, very smart guy. Got a voice like a warm plush bathrobe given to you by your fiance as you were watching a Lakers-Clippers game. All right, here we go. Rod Stewart, let's do it. Nick Young shoot threes tonight. Ryan Gomes is by your side. Nicely done, Adam. That was me singing, but nicely done submitting the lyrics to it, obviously. And finally, folks, before we go into the last addition to the Weird Al Index, I want to thank everybody for listening. If you've stuck around this long, I know when I start singing, you either turn it up or you really turn it up. So thank you. And we're going to turn it up on Saturday for this game against the Nets. I love you all dearly. Thank you, Sports Ethos. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, everyone, for letting me be on this show and talk about the Clips, my favorite team of all time and for many, many years now. And I appreciate all you listening. At Matt Warren, at MattMattawaran. And here we go, a little Bon Jovi. I'm going to put my cowboy hat on this one. Did I say cowboy hat? Hat. It's pronounced hat, I think. All right, Bon Jovi to get us out of here. Love you guys. Where's it go? Okay. I kind of lost my place on my little legal pad here because I ended up writing, wrote all this down. He's Moses Brown. He's not Robert Horry. Guys, he's 7'2" and he's too darn good. Lou, get him some minutes if you can. He's Moses Brown. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Those are my latest editions of the Weird Al Index. Please send us your editions. And I love you. And go Clips!